Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Fever Podcast. Thanks for tuning in this week. This is episode 34. I'm your host, Holly Felmuth, and I'm joined today by Bradley Cragen.
What's up?
And by Mike McSurdy, another special guest for you this week.
Hey, I'm still alive, folks. I'm still here.
Yeah. Mike has actually been on the show before, in case you're kind of new to the show, so those of you who aren't new to the show may remember him. He is a writer on NintendoFever.com, and before I forget, I think I'll just plug the site right now. Everyone be sure to go check out the written content on NintendoFever.com. The podcast is getting to be pretty popular, so now we're going to try to shift over a little bit of focus over to the written content on the site, so please go check that out. Mike writes really in-depth articles on everything from news and reviews and everything. So if you want the lighter stuff, read my stuff. If you want a really, really deep piece to read, go check out Mike's stuff.
If you want to be educated, read my stuff.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, go check him out on the site. Go leave comments on the site as well, on our reviews, on our news stories, whatever you like. And yeah, hope to talk to you there. But let's get this show on the road. Today we're going to be talking about some of our usual stuff, our recent swag, what we've been playing, and a feature. We're going to talk about our HD remake wish list, so past Nintendo games that we would like to see made into HD. I don't know if we can count Twilight Princess in that at this point, but anyway, we'll get to that. First thing, though, I kind of actually wanted to tell about my experience at the Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses performance that took place in Salt Lake City, Utah recently. Really, really awesome. Oh, it was awesome. It was mind-blowing. I mean, it was amazing. First, I want to ask if you guys have any specific questions for me to get the ball rolling.
Did they have any new songs?
Yes. They added, I don't know if this is super new, but there was a link to the, a Link Between Worlds music.
Okay. Which,
yeah, back when the symphony actually first began, that game hadn't even come out yet, so that's something that I think is pretty new. So
I think it went up to Skyward Sword, I think.
Yeah, because that's the year, like, it started in 2011, the 25th anniversary of the Zelda series, and that's when Skyward Sword came out, so.
Plus, there's a song in the game called Symphony of the Goddess.
Yeah. So, there was a cool Link Between Worlds medley. And they played one of my favorite... I didn't think this was, like... I don't think it's a very popular song, but it's the Hyrule Castle theme from that game.
Hmm.
Really, really good track. And they actually played that in the medley. And I was pretty pleased about that. So, that was cool. So, any other questions?
I don't know, because I haven't gone to... I wanted to go, but there's never any around me. Like, how, like, was the overall experience like? What was, like, the atmosphere like down there?
It was very energetic. Not in too rowdy of a way. Like, I kind of expected all these, you know, video game fans, kind of nerds, to be a little disrespectful. It's like, it's a pretty formal music concert. The only thing that bothered me was that there were a lot of people dressed pretty casually. I mean, cosplay is one thing, and I saw a lot of really cool cosplayers, and that's fine, but there were some people who were, you know, just in street clothes, and I thought, like, I dressed up. I was wearing a dress and heels and everything, so. But yeah, it was really, really energetic and fun to be to. The conductor, I saw her two nights before I saw the concert in Salt Lake City. I saw the Symphony of the Goddesses perform on the Stephen Colbert Show.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a mental note of what the conductor looked like. I wasn't 100% sure whether, like, it would be the same orchestra, but it was. Like, the conductor comes on, and I'm all like, that's the one I saw on the Stephen Colbert Show. So, like, you know, two nights later there at Salt Lake City performing. And so she was just, she knew how to work the crowd, man. She busted out a Wind Waker baton, like, replica.
Ooh.
for the Wind Waker symphonic movement or whatever, and she, you know, she busted that thing out and started, like, flourishing it around and, like, you know, showing it off like it was Price is Right or something like that, and the crowd went wild. She came back on for, like, I think three at least encores, so that was pretty entertaining. She was so, I mean, she'd, like, blow kisses to the crowd, and she'd wave to the choir, and she would, like, kind of do air drums toward the percussion section, and she just had a lot of energy, so she made a whole lot of fun. Yeah. So there were like I say, at least three encores. There might have been four. It felt like it was never going to end. We'd all stand up and she'd walk off the stage, like, with this bounce to her step, and then we'd all cheer loud enough and she'd come back on, and
she was having fun.
Yeah, yeah. So the first encore was, it started out with the Song of Healing from Majora's Mask.
Oh, okay.
So the crowd, as soon as they recognize it, they go wild, and then she goes off, and then she comes on for another encore, and she starts playing Dragon Roost Island theme from Wind Waker.
Oh, I love Dragon Roost.
Oh, yeah, the crowd, again, went wild. Like, before, I mean, the song was just starting. You don't, you know, necessarily clap during a song, but people just could not contain their excitement. They just start, you know, during every single one of the encores, for the first, like, 5 seconds or so, they'd cheer and clap and... The last encore, and therefore the last song of the night, was the Ballad of the Goddesses from Skyward Sword.
Okay.
So, and again, nice. People went wild, man. It was such a fun time. Plus, there were some pre-recorded messages from Miyamoto, Aonuma, and Koji Kondo that were played kind of like intermittently throughout the evening. So those were really cool. People... Like, you know, Miyamoto comes on and everybody claps, and Aonuma comes on, everybody, you know, kind of claps. I'm talking about after they come on, like their pre-recorded message comes on, and then afterward everybody claps. Kondo comes on, and immediately, like before he even finishes his little pre-recorded message, everybody is just like cheering their little hearts out. So that was pretty fun.
Were there any special guests?
No, there weren't. I was kind of hoping for, like, something like that. The show's producer came on and kind of introduced the show to us at the beginning, so that was kind of cool, I guess. I actually was able to meet up with a fan of the show named Chris. So he's from Utah, and he came to that, and we got to meet up and take a little picture together, so that was pretty cool. I forgot my Nintendo 3DS system in the car.
Oh, no. Missed out.
Yeah. No. So did he, though. Like, we've all talked about that. I told him how tragic it was that I forgot my 3DS, and he's all like, well, I forgot mine at home. So I was like, good, I'm not, you know, like, alone in this boat of people who forgot their 3DSs, because if I was the only one, I would have felt pretty bad. But yeah, I was on a balcony, and I would look down to the people on the orchestra seating, which is basically the floor area, and I could see literally like dozens of 3DS screens, and it just made me heart sick. I was so like, I wanted to kick myself. If it was possible to kick yourself in the shin, I would have done it. But
all right, here's the question: scale 1 to 10, how was it?
Oh, okay. A 9.
Nice.
Like, it wasn't, it was a bit loud. Like, I think they had speakers, of course, microphones kind of over the orchestra. And the choir, like, the choir sang really well. This was actually the chamber choir from Utah Valley University. So this wasn't, like, a choir that tours with the orchestra. I think they probably get a guest choir every time. They sang well, but I feel like when they came on and started singing, they were really overpowering, to be honest.
Okay.
So that was the only thing that I would detract from the experience. Other than that, it was amazing. So cool. So
that's awesome.
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance to go, like, snatch that chance up. It is so much fun. And don't forget your 3DS. So that's my advice to everybody. All right, on to talking about our recent swag. Let us start with Bradley. Did you get anything new this week?
Oh, snaps. Let's see. What did I get? Okay, so on Friday, I went to Target to pick up Yoshi's Woolly World and an amiibo. I got the light blue Yoshi amiibo, Yarn Yoshi amiibo.
Oh, send it to me.
Well,
I want one.
I'll get to that later, but I wanted to get the bundle because it's cheaper than getting the amiibo separate. It's only $60 instead of it would be like $71 or something like that. But they didn't have any of the bundle for some reason. It was probably in the back somewhere. But then when I got home, I got an email from Nintendo saying that they were sending me a review copy with an amiibo. So I had to go back to Target, return the game and the amiibo. So
your sweet little amiibo.
Yeah, I don't have the game yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nintendo, what's with you dropping the ball on that one?
Well, it should be... Hopefully it will come tomorrow.
Yeah, that seems odd, though. Usually you get review copies in advance, not, like, late.
Yeah. I did get a copy of Triforce Heroes, though, so I've been playing that a little bit.
That's cool.
Yeah. And that's about it for recent swag. Except the new computer I got, which, I don't know, doesn't really count for Nintendo, but...
Oh, it does. It totally does. Well, yeah, sort of. Is it a pretty good gaming one? Like, did you specifically look for one that could play those games that you couldn't before?
Yes. I wanted to get a decent gaming laptop, so it has a decent graphics card, which is nice, so I can actually play some games on it.
Okay. Yep. Well, good for you. My laptop is probably completely useless in that department. It just kind of does the basics, so...
Hey, if you don't want to play games, then that's all you need.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I guess I'll talk about my recent swag. A lot of people asked me if I bought merchandise while I was at the Zelda concert. Sadly, I didn't. The lines, of course, were huge, and I should have waited in them, or I should have come to the concert earlier. Of course, I'm just full of regret, but I did not get anything at the Zelda concert, and I already am starting to regret that, and I think I'll only regret it more as the years go on. I'll feel so sad that I didn't get a souvenir from that. But the blow is a lot easier to withstand thanks to a listener of the show, Mike Fulham, who sold me a couple of amiibos. They are very rare ones. At least, you know, they seem rare. I think they have recently gotten some restocks, but he sold me a Shulk amiibo and a Marth amiibo.
Sweet.
For, you know, like a normal price. He's no scalper, so.
Okay. You know what? One amiibo I never hear any no restocks of is Lucina.
Ah.
Yeah, Lucina. Oh,
I have one, so I don't worry about that.
Like Lucina, Meta Knight, Dark Pit, and like Palutena are like the rarest in America right now.
Huh.
And Robin.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Robin is even a thing.
What about Wii Fit Trainer? I wouldn't mind a Wii Fit Trainer.
She got a restock a little while ago. Back in, like, they started doing Wave 1 over again, they got a bunch of, you know, Wii Fit Trainers and stuff. I ordered one online. I have mine. I opened it up last night. But, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to talk about
Amiibo. just because I said I want a Wii Fit Trainer, though, to you listeners, don't go out of your way to find one for me. I do really appreciate, I mean, I've gotten so many amiibos sold to me from listeners of the show for, you know, like, normal prices, so I really appreciate that. Mike actually also included some just kind of simple little goodies that I wasn't really expecting. I mean, he did tell me, like, there's going to be a little something extra in the box, so you can look forward to that. I did not expect what I got, though. He packaged this box he packaged everything into a box that seemed like it could carry one amiibo. To me, that was just my, you know, thought on the matter. So I thought, like, he probably, you know, like, really smushed those two amiibos in there. He smushed two amiibos in there. Three posters. There are two posters that have a Xenoblade Chronicles graphic and a Monster Hunter graphic on either side, so that I can display both sides if I want to. Plus, he gave me a 30th anniversary Super Mario Bros. Poster. So there were those. He gave me 5 Kirby, let's see, and the Rainbow Curse, that claymation Kirby. He gave me 5 coloring books. They're kind of tiny, and they've only got, like, 5 little pictures each, but 5 coloring books for Kirby. 2 little, like, Monster Hunter trainee hunter handbooks that just have some really basic information in them. I'm trying to go from kind of like least to greatest.
You need that.
Yeah, I certainly do. My basics are just not up to snuff, you know? I'm kidding. I've played the game for almost 300 hours now. But
those great Jaggies, man.
So yeah, it's a couple of little handbooks. Those are kind of small, too. He gave me a Splatoon-themed gamepad cover, which I have stuck onto my gamepad, and it looks great. Actually, after I put it on, my sister's all like, now I want to play a game, just for fun. Just because my gamepad looks good now. So, gamepad cover. 2 sticker sheets with, like, little Pokemon, and you've got Mario on there, a Shulk sticker. So, a couple of sticker sheets. 5 Super Mario Bros. 30th anniversary pins.
The ones from E3?
I don't think so. I don't remember what the E3 ones looked like. They're just square.
I think
that I got.
I think they were square at E3.
Hmm. So yeah, I got 5 of those. I gave 1 to my boss, actually, because she really likes to collect pins. But, you know, I've got 4 left, so that's all right. And, oh, I guess that was it. Yeah, all those goodies.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know, he packed them all in this box that looked to me like it would only hold 1 amiibo, so very, very impressive packaging on his part. And I just want to express, in case you're listening, Mike, I really want to express, Mike Fulham, that is. I know you're here, Mike McSurdy. But thank you so much for sending those amiibos and sending all those extra goodies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. All right, so that pretty much covers my recent swag. Anything on your end, Mike?
What did I get? Oh, I did get a Yoshi's Woolly World on Friday. I did get the bundle, so sorry for you, Bradley. I'm actually playing it right now, actually. I started playing it last night with my buddy. We went through and beat World 1. I just went back earlier and, like, 100% at all. So I'm doing World 2 right now while we're recording the podcast. So if I don't talk, I'm focused. I picked up all of the recent amiibo that came out, except for Bowser Jr., because I hate Bowser Jr. So I got...
Wow!
You're
weird.
So I got a Ganondorf, the 3-pack. I got Zero Suit Samus and...
Olimar. Dr. Mario.
Yeah, I got 2 Dr. Marios. I'm probably going to sell my duplicates now, because I'm not going to lie. My first initial reaction with the amiibos is like, I know they're going to be rare. I'm going to get like 2 of them. I'm going to save them for a while. I got 2 Captain Falcons, and now they're getting restocked. And I'm like, well, there goes my money.
Yeah.
So I'm going to probably just sell them to some friends I know for like half the price and just get something back and spread the love of amiibo, spread the addiction outward.
Yeah. That's very generous of you.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got my green yarn Yoshi. He's on my keychain for my house keys and everything. So everywhere I go, I got a little Yoshi with me to hang out with.
That's cool. Does he have, like, a little loop or something that you can
put keyring through? The yarn amiibos, they all, like, right near the back of their head, they have a tiny little keyring loop they can be put on. So Nintendo planned ahead on that one, so props to them.
But now he's going to get all dirty.
I'm keeping him clean.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm keeping him clean. I'm going to go on back on Friday, actually, and get the light blue one. So
sweet. How are you gonna fit your keys in your pocket?
Oh, they're gonna go in my coat pocket or something. It's getting cold up it's getting cold up here in the Northeast, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like 45 degrees out right now, so I'm keeping warm. I'm snuggled up with my little Yoshi amiibo, but I'm keeping warm with him. Eventually I want to get the Mega Yarn Yoshi at Toys R Us, but that's $40 I do not have right now.
Yeah.
So Mike Fulham, if you're listening, you want to get me anything, I'll take a Mega Yarn Yoshi.
Yeah, people, maybe it's because I'm a girl, but the listeners do seem to be very kind to me, so I appreciate that, two listeners.
No, that's cool. I'm glad the podcast is doing well enough that people are willing to help us out.
Yeah.
That speaks good things about our fans and about us, so yay team. Yeah. Yay team.
Yep. Woop woop. All right, let's talk about what we've been playing. Anything interesting, Bradley? I guess you could talk about Triforce Heroes if you'd like.
Well, I don't think I can. It's embargo till Wednesday.
Okay, so...
But...
Can you play it online, like, outside of these times that Nintendo set up for people to play the demo online?
Yes. Believe so.
I would think that would be the case.
They do have, like, little dates set up. I think, that kind of just tell people, like, hey, you should just come on at this time because everybody should come on at this time so there can be a lot of people playing. But yeah. I haven't actually played any multiplayer yet, which kind of stinks. I really need to play it online. I've only been playing single player.
Huh. Well, yeah. I wish I could ask you about it.
Yeah. We'll just have to wait till next week.
Yep. So anything else besides... Zelda, and I guess you haven't been playing Yoshi.
Not yet, but I played Chibi Robo.
Okay, so how are you enjoying that now that you've gotten a little bit more time sunk into it?
Well, I did post a review for it yesterday, I believe. Oh, was it yesterday?
Haven't seen it yet.
A few days ago, a couple days ago. And I actually kind of enjoyed the game. It's a basic platformer. I mean, it's not mind-blowingly amazing. It's just decent. It's not garbage or anything.
Huh. That's actually kind of the reason I don't want to get it. I don't want to pay money for a game that's just kind of, you know, average. Like, yeah. It does well, but nothing special.
Like, I really like the whole ziplash mechanic where you use your plug to latch onto things. That's really cool and refreshing rather than just a bunch of running and jumping. Yeah. So, yeah.
So it
it's an alright game.
Does it have that Nintendo platformer feel to it, or does it feel kind of like a different kind of platformer in a way?
You know what? It actually reminds me of a Kirby game.
Ooh, okay.
In terms of its like challenge and its pacing, which is kind of slower. And yeah, so that's what I compared it to, a Kirby game. So if you like Kirby, you might like Chibi Robo. It just doesn't have as much cuteness as a Kirby game. But
Say, like, Matt, you better be listening.
I do love my Kirby, so this might be a thing.
Yeah. So that's what I've been playing, and I've been playing some Steam games.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I guess, kind of.
Kind of. Not Nintendo, but... Yeah. Gotta try out my new laptop.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been playing anything overly special either. Like I mentioned, have been chances for people to play the special demo that was sent for Triforce Heroes to a select group of people, I guess. I guess they're randomly selected, right?
I think so, but a lot of people got them, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't get any codes, so.
Really?
Oh, really?
No, I didn't.
Did you find anybody to give you one?
I did. Actually, a shout out to the Nintendo group on Facebook that Holly and I are admins in. Somebody posted a code, and right away I got it, and I took it, and I've been playing sporadically.
Okay. You're not allowed to play the single player in this demo, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't. It's only the multiplayer.
Huh.
And you need.
So it's a lot like a.
Yeah.
Splatoon.
Yeah, and you need the three people. You can't have two in a demo, unfortunately. So if you don't have if you don't have three, you can't play.
It's the same in the full game too.
I thought you could have two and have one computer pair.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
I'm almost positive Anuma said that during E3 and stuff, but if I'm wrong, someone can correct me. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
A mystery. All right.
I will have to figure that out.
Yeah. I think we all will. Well, I actually have not taken the opportunity. I did get some codes sent to me. I have used my normal code. I still have the two other codes that you can give out. And I have just been waiting for... I don't know. I'm going to try and talk to some of my 3DS-owning Zelda fans. Zelda fan friends. And see if they would like to try it out with me. But that's kind of the tricky part. Like, I can't really find anybody who would want to try out the demo with me. So I didn't try it out online either, unfortunately. But that is because my sister was actually in the mood the other night to play Super Mario Maker, which doesn't happen every day. And if I have the choice between, like, trying out a new game that hasn't even come out yet and playing a game locally with my family, I will go with the latter, to be perfectly honest. Any opportunity to play locally with friends or family, I would take over just about anything. So I just have been playing a lot of Super Mario Maker. And that game, like, me and my sister just like to jump on and go through the list of featured courses. We set them to easy first because she doesn't really like a challenge. But we'll just, like, go one by one through the courses. Sometimes we skip the ones that are clearly automatic ones. And we'll just take turns playing, and it has proven to be really, really fun for us to do together, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that game continues to amaze with its quirkiness and funness, so. But that's pretty much me. I continue to play Monster Hunter and all those other usuals as well, but anything interesting on your end, Mike?
Yeah, actually, I want to make a comment. I quick Google searched the whole Triforce Hero things. I misremembered everything. You can only have three people online or a local multiplayer, but when you're playing solo, you have two AI-controlled dolls you can play with for single player.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. I made a mistake. Please don't crucify me in the comment section.
So if it's you and one other friend, you can't have just one computer-controlled...
No, because the way they...
Doll or whatever they're called?
No, because then they don't know who's going to control it. That was Anuma's concern when they developed the game. So three or none.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, but in terms of what I've been playing, actually shout out to fellow Nintendo Fever writer Lucas Termini, who sent me a copy of Mario Maker a couple weeks ago.
Did you pay for it?
No, well, see, I got him Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate when it came out, and so he got me Mario Maker. That's how we go. But
that's cool.
If anyone reads Nintendo Fever or who anything knows anything about me and Nintendo Mario Maker, I did not want the game. I didn't want to pay for it. I thought it would be a good game for a while, but I thought it would be quickly burnt out, quickly like reach its peak of popularity and dwindle down. But I was like, well, if someone gets it for me, I will play it and I'll make my own opinion on it. And Lucas lied to me, told me he's getting me an amiibo, and I get Mario Maker instead. So I'm playing that. I've made a few levels. You know what? I enjoy it. I'm head over heels in love with the game. I think some of the levels are that are posted online are a bit awkward and shouldn't be
There are some dumb ones, yeah, to be honest.
They shouldn't be as popular as they are. But that being said,
auto levels.
Yeah. Also, some of the levels that, like, I'm not going to brag, but I think I made some good levels and I've played some of your levels, Holly, and, you know, they're good, but the way that the online setup works, the popularity system, we're never going to get ours on a front page because of how the way the star system works and everything. People are already up on top. But that being said, I still enjoy being in my little niche of people who play my levels and enjoy it, and I play some of theirs, and, you know, it's not a bad game. I enjoy it. What else have I been playing? I've been playing Yoshi's Woolly World for the past 24 hours or so. I've been playing that. This game makes me happy inside. This game touches my inner Yoshi and Kirby fan. It touches my factor of the yarn. I love Kirby's epic yarn. I love the whole wool aspect here. It feels like Yoshi's story from the Nintendo 64, which is I'm all about that. So the fact that I have this, spot on. What else have I been playing? Were you going to say something, Bradley?
I said it's adorbs.
Oh, it is so adorbs. It is soup's adorbs right now. I can't even. I can't even. I've been playing Smash Brothers like about an hour a day. I try to get competitive with the game, but me being in school now for veterinary and stuff, I can't dedicate all that time. But I'm playing often because I'm getting into the Conquest stuff more often. If you don't play Smash Brothers, what Conquest is, you know, online, there's like a weekly challenge. You play like one of a handful of characters. You can pick them from once a day and you get points. And like this week, for example, it's Jigglypuff versus Villager. And last week it was Donkey Kong games versus Metroid games versus Star Fox. And I played played Donkey Kong, and basically you rack up points for your player. It's kind of like fantasy football if it was like backwards, like the way.
Yeah.
So I guess like fantasy smashing, I guess, is a good way to put it. So I racked up points at Donkey Kong, and we came in second overall. We were a couple points short of Samus, Team Samus. So like, I've been doing that, and I find some fun in it. I get a couple matches in, make sure I'm not getting too rusty, and then I turn it off because I'm disappointed with this Smash Bros. Lately. I'm waiting for more DLC to come out. I'm waiting for more patches to come out, make the game better. Waiting for tournament mode to come offline. If you remember my last podcast, I ranted about that. But
yeah.
Oh yeah.
But Sakurai, if you're listening, might want to put that offline for me.
Yeah.
A little bit of
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of Monster Hunter, a little bit of Mario Kart now and then. I did play the Zelda demo, like I was saying earlier. My thing with the Zelda demo is this. The fact that you cannot play with friends during the demo is all random people. It kind of clouds my judgment of the game, because Triforce Heroes is the game that I want, but not right off the bat, because of the fact that it just seems like I'm not sure how it's going to play out. I'm not sure how many people I know are going to get the game, and the fun factor can be based in the multiplayer. And I know, well, Brad, you already have the game. We're friends on 3DS now as of like 5 minutes before the podcast started. So
yeah.
So if you, me, and Holly get the game, we can be all right. I'll get a few more people to play with me online, and maybe I'll buy the game in like a month or two. But I'm interested in it, but the demo hasn't helped me much either. I've played with a lot of, I got a lot of lag during the demo.
Like, a lot of people have, like, such bad lag, you can't even move without getting buffered out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and some people I played with do not know how to play the game. Like, we were doing the first level with the bow and arrow, and one of the cool things about Triforce here is you do a little tower function where the three links, like, stack on top of each other. And there's some places in one of the demo levels where you have to, like, shoot arrows into the little orbs and stuff.
Orbs?
Yeah. And we're picking them up, and this player was not doing anything. So I got tired, and you know what? I gave up. I grabbed everyone. I just threw them off the mountain. We got a game over. I'm like, nope, I'm done. Just threw them off.
That's pretty spiteful.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing. That's how I feel about all my games. And I don't know.
At least there's Yoshi to calm you down after a frustrating Triforce Heroes session.
Oh my god. I've been scanning. I opened up all my amiibos just so I could play Yoshi's Royal World with like the Duck Hunt Yoshi and the Mario Yoshi and the Captain Falcon. The way that looks, it's just so cute. Like, I'm the Duck Hunt one right now. Like, the Duck Hunt dog has a little duck on the back of, like, where Yoshi's shell would be. It's too cute. Too cute.
Aw. I'm still waiting for my copy. Like, I pre-ordered that game a long time ago, so I'm still waiting for my copy just to come in the mail. So.
That's why I don't like buying, pre-ordering online.
Yeah. There's always
I don't
that
get
risk.
It day one.
But when it comes to Yoshi, I was okay. If I couldn't play this game day one, I knew from the start I was going to be okay with it, and I am. Like, I'm not in a super big hurry to play it, but...
Nah, there's other games out there right now. You have Mario Maker.
Yeah, there's, like,
okay.
A new Nintendo game, like, every week right now.
Yeah, we're in a good time of the year for Nintendo. I mean, they're not all big games. We're getting a decent, like, IV drip of, like, old games and new games. I'm not happy on the old game drip yet. We need more, but... We're getting there. So, Nintendo can do it.
Yeah, and then we got Yo-Kai Watch in like 2 weeks, I think. November 6 or something like that.
Yeah, that would be more than 2 weeks, wouldn't it? Oh, wait a minute.
I think it's 2 weeks.
It is about 2 weeks from now, yeah. Well, no, let's see here. It's closer to 3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
From this point, anyway. So.
I was just rounding, you know.
Same diff. Anyway, all right. So let's talk about our feature today. This was kind of brought on by the rumor that Twilight... The rumor that is... I don't know. Has this been, like, debunked or...
It hasn't been... It's still going.
I know it hasn't been confirmed, but it hasn't been debunked.
It has
either.
Not been debunked. It has been substantiated a little bit more. There's a couple of other reports that came out that show... If you're not in the loop of what we're talking about, a rumor came out a little while ago with an image of, like, all the 3DS and Wii U games that are coming out soon that are announced and unannounced. And... there are a couple of, like, virtual console games for the Wii, like Mario Galaxy and Metroid Other M, and on there was Twilight Princess HD. Like, it wasn't a virtual console game, it wasn't, like, a re-release, it was an HD remake, kind of like Wind Waker was. So, that image spawned some investigations, some other images came up showing other documents. They all seem to be, like, with the same info, so if someone's faking them, they're faking them very well. But, hasn't been debunked yet. But we should hear news soon, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like the next Nintendo Direct or something.
Which should be it should be coming soon, because apparently, if this comes out on Monday, Holly, the 19th of October, the 19th of October, which is today, if you're hearing the podcast on launch day, there is like a 4-hour maintenance for Wii U, and 3DS for online. There's no online play for anything. So something substantial should be coming. And if it's anything big and cool, we'll get it direct not long after about it.
Okay. Yeah. So, Twilight Princess HD may be on the way. So today we thought we would talk about our HD remake wish list, games that we hope we'll get. Not necessarily that are very likely, like especially my list. Wait till you hear my list. But things that we wish would get HD remakes. So I think I'll just kick us off here with my first... pick, I guess, which is 1080 Snowboarding. That was an N64 game. And
I love that one.
Yeah, I adore that game, and I think it would look great in HD. It's got, to me, something that really sets it apart from other N64 games and really makes it seem more advanced. than other N64 games, and it's like the wind effect going through the snowboarder's like clothing. It makes the game feel so legit. I love that game, and seeing it in HD and to have Nintendo make it even better looking and give it an even better engine would be really cool.
You're bringing back memories.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's not a lot of snowboarding games out anymore, so that'd be a nice refresher into the whole Arctic.
Yeah, they were kind of a thing for a time.
Yep.
Like SSX and...
Shaun White.
There were some other ones. Shaun White, yeah.
Plus, there was a sequel to 1080 Snowboarding, so...
Oh, yeah, for the GameCube, right?
Uh-huh.
I never played it.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people didn't, but 1080 Snowboarding would be cool to see. So, let's move on to... let's see, who wants to go next?
Me.
Bradley clearly wants to go next. Go ahead.
I got a good one. It's another sportsy type of game, but Wave Race for the N64.
Thank you. I was going to say that. Thank you.
We love our N64 games.
That would look awesome. Like, super awesome water effects and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's get some Wave Race going on. We don't get a lot of jet ski games anymore, so...
No, the music in Wave Race is killer, man. Oh, Southern Island music was so good.
Yeah, they can remaster all the music.
Oh, man. And we had Blue Storm for the GameCube, and that game was great. I love that game. But I want the old school Wave Race. I want those levels back. I want. I'm a little kid. I want, Nintendo. I want. Give me.
Gimme. I need.
They should,
That's from What About Bob, just so y'all know.
They should remaster the Game Boy version.
Oh.
I have that one.
I've never even heard of that one.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. They have a Wave Race for the Game Boy.
Whoa, okay. I gotta look this up real quick. This is news to me.
I'm looking up the Wave Race 64 soundtrack as we speak. I know. So
a lot of people don't know about that.
Huh.
I believe it's Wave Race.
Wave Race wasn't one that I played a ton growing up, but I played it enough to where I'd be excited over an HD remake.
No, you're right. Yeah, there's a Game Boy Wave Race.
Woo!
Wow. It looks like garbage.
It's a Game Boy game. I mean, can't really do much.
Yeah, no, that's true.
This music is really good. You were right, Mike. Oh, man.
You might need to put some in the background of the podcast now.
Yeah, just jamming now. We don't even have to continue anymore. Let's just end here.
All right, goodbye.
Mike, what's your first pick for an HD remake you'd like to see?
Well, now that Bradley took Wave Race from me, you know what?
Cruising the world.
While we're on top of Ghost 64 games, I didn't play the game very often, but it looked amazing. Mischief Makers, if you ever remember that game for...
I do not.
Oh, you should look that up.
Sadly.
Mischief Makers. It was a weird-looking game. It was like a... I think she was like a robot lady, and there's some kind of weird turmoil going on. But, like, the graphics and, like, the theme of the game, it screams like it needs to be...
I heard it's, remade. Like, really Japanese-y.
It is really Japanese-y. Just like, I'm looking at it now. Like, Japanese-y. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, they do weird things with their games.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it looked kind of like Mega Man, but it's nothing like Mega Man if I remember playing it. If anyone has fond memories of that game, please comment and tell me otherwise, but...
I have never played it.
I've played maybe like a whole 10 minutes of it, but it looked amazing when I played it. So I want to see it in HD. I want that. Huh.
Well, my next pick is actually a little bit like that. My next pick is Chibi Robo, because that game, the original one for the GameCube, that is, it... Especially compared to Chibi Robo Ziplash, it seems really unusual and unique, and I like, you know, unusual and unique experiences, especially in video gaming, because there are so many weird experiences out there. So, and I never got to play Chibi Robo for the GameCube, so I think they could remake it in HD and just make it more accessible, and yeah. I'd play it.
That might be.
I've never played a Chibi Robo game outside of Ziplash.
Yeah,
that might be a good idea.
It seems so weird.
It might be a good idea to do that because I don't remember where I read this article from, but I read an article where someone interviewed the people behind Ziplash, and what they said is that if Ziplash doesn't do well, that might just be it for the franchise. So hopefully, you know, it does well enough in their mind that they can at least remake their original. Because I think people who are fans of the series, I haven't played a single one, so I can't really make any kind of judgment on it. But people who are fans of the series do seem to, like, ubiquitously agree that the GameCube game was the pinnacle of the series. So if we could remake
the first one.
Yeah, well, they think it was the best one, so if they remade that, we might have a shot at a future installment of the franchise.
Yeah, which right now, the future of Chibi-Robo isn't, you know...
Yeah, it didn't sell very well in Japan.
Yeah. Don't make an unusual... Don't turn a game that was originally made to be a really unique and unusual concept, don't make that into a platformer, Nintendo. I mean, the Amiibo idea was good, but I just am sick of platformers, to be honest, so... Except Super Mario Maker, because now I can make my own platformer, so...
And Yoshi.
Oh yeah, I will be playing that. I'm playing it mostly for the local play, though. My sister loved Kirby's Epic Yarn, so we're going to play some
and
Yoshi
And the adorbs.
Together. Yeah, that too.
Playing for the door, adorbs.
Yep. So anyway, yeah, Chibi-Robo, kind of an unusual one, but that would be my next pick. So what's yours, Bradley?
Okay, let's see. I'm going to pick Star Tropics for the NES.
That HD game is... remake, huh?
Yeah, maybe they can do something like how they did with A Link Between Worlds, where it's like 3D graphics, but
it's still
plays like a 2D
down.
Game. Yeah, so that would be really awesome, and they fix the controls because it doesn't control very well. Yeah. That's one thing they could really fix. And yeah, I really like Star Tropics. If you guys ever played it, you should probably try it out. It's on the Wii U Virtual Console, I believe.
Yeah, I tried it out on my NES, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I played quite a bit of it. I probably played at least 3 or 4 hours total, so...
Yeah, I really like it. It can be pretty difficult. It's kind of Zelda-y.
Yeah, it's like Zelda, the original Zelda, but actually a little easier, to be honest.
Yeah.
The original Zelda is extremely difficult. So.
Yeah, it has more to do with platforming too in the dungeons rather than I don't know what's just more platforming, I guess. You jump on the little blocks and stuff like that, which you don't do in Zelda.
Yeah, so that was kind of a nice twist to the gameplay. I did enjoy my time with it. I felt like I could actually make progress in it, which I could I never felt like that in Zelda unless I was looking something up, but when you look stuff up, you still don't feel like you're making progress because you looked it up, so...
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, like, what you need to do.
Yeah, it'd actually be cool, interesting to see if Nintendo remade the original Star Tropics, but turned it into a 3D game. And just, made it the same game, like, same, you know, basic structure and all, but just kind of overhauled it so that it would work in the 3D space with 3D movement. So...
Pull an Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good idea.
It could work.
It could.
Alright, what's your next pick, Mike?
Pokemon Stadium. I don't want... I want a new game, but I want it to be in the vein of the first two Pokemon Stadium games. I don't want no more Coliseum. I don't want no more Gale of Darkest. I don't want no Battle Revolution or whatever else games they could possibly think of. Just give me the old... Give me the old Pokemon Stadium back with the mini games and the crazy insane stupidity of the I want the chaotic gym leader battles. I want to fight Mewtwo again and struggle to beat him. I want Nintendo. I want it.
Okay. So basically Pokemon Stadium but add all the new species of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which, there are a few hundred more.
Yeah, you know,
just a few
but, to include in there.
But what we could do for that is like free DLC. Like, I want the original core game, like from like Stadium 1 or 2. And what they can do is they can make small free expansion packs like every month or so, where you can like get the rest of the Pokemon, like new gym battles and stuff. That way, we have the same feel of the old game, but we have the new content to go with it. Nintendo, if you're listening to Nintendo, anyone who listens to Nintendo stuff. That works for Nintendo. Write that down. Pin it. You don't gotta pay me. You don't gotta take my royalties or anything. Just do it. I'll be happy.
Well, again, my next pick actually fits into that very nicely because my next and final, like this, I just came up with the weirdest list possible, but also, you know, my list that I actually want, but it is very unusual. My last pick is Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow. Make us... make us like the first mainstream Pokemon game for a console, make it HD, and make it a remake of the originals, because we just got a remake of the Gen 3 games, right?
I was going to say, how would this not be different than Fire Red and Leaf Green, Holly?
Well, that's the thing. Fire Red and Leaf Green were part of Gen 3. My brother actually pointed this out to me. I'm all like, they are in Gen 3, aren't they? Like, they are a Gen 3 remake, and we just got a Gen 3 remake of the actual Gen 3 games, if that makes any sense. So I figured, like, we could get the original. I think people have more fond memories of Kanto and the original 150 Pokemon than of any course. Other generation, to be perfectly honest. So, yeah.
I prefer Johto, but I do agree that the first two generations were the best.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know, just as an almost as an experiment, but make it into a huge thing. Just remake those original games for, you know, a home console. And, I don't know, people would love it. I think it could work.
So my question for you then would be, would you rather them do that, or would you be on board with the popular make an MMO Pokemon for console game trend? Would you prefer them to make a single remake of Pokemon, or would you rather them have the whole massively online Pokemon world experience that you can have?
You know, the more I hear, at first, the idea of an MMO Pokemon game, like, I kind of hated it. But the more time goes on and the more I think about it, I think it could be good. But not as the very first, like, mainstream Pokemon game to hit a home console.
You want them to work up to it, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole idea behind, like, trying to remake the original games for a console, because they could, you know, just see how it works.
Okay, I see that.
Experiment, and, yeah, make it work first on a console, and then move up to bigger things, like an MMO.
Yeah, they should do something like that. They need to do something new, because a lot of the Pokemon games are all really similar to each other, how they play and stuff like that, so an MMO could help mix things up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Except that, you know, make a normal one first. In HD, if you're gonna transfer the mainstream Pokemon experience to a console, start with something simple. And I think a remake of the originals could be good.
It looked cool. I don't know. I just don't really like having RPGs on a home console. I like having it on a portable. It's just so much more convenient. You can take it places. Just because you can spend so many hours in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's Xenoblade, so I have to deal with that.
You're not missing out on X. No way. Okay, so I've given out 3, and you guys have given out 2. So,
okay.
Maybe each of you can pick one more and we can call things good. So pick a good one, Bradley.
Ooh, okay. This one's probably never going to happen, but Banjo-Kazooie.
That's a good pick.
With, like, the graphics that they had in Nuts and Bolts, or they'd be even better now. But, yeah, putting that in Banjo-Kazooie, that'd be awesome.
I didn't like how Banjo looked in Nuts and Bolts. The game was okay for me, but I didn't like how they looked.
I liked his fur.
It was he was very furry.
Yeah. I liked his fatness, too.
Now,
in the beginning.
Now, quick digression, while we're talking about Banjo, are you interested in getting the new ukulele game when it comes out next year?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Awesome.
Are you worried that it's not going to have the same charm or appeal, or that it's going to fall flat? Like, maybe they're just going to play it safe and it'll end up being kind of lame.
I'm not worried about
that. It's going to be a Mighty No. 9?
Number 9. Oh. But see, the people making Ukulele are the people who left Rare after Microsoft bought them. They made Banjo, they made Conker and stuff. I have full
Donkey Kong Country.
Yes, I have.
But Inafune made Mega Man.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was only him. True. Him plus a new team, I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people who are working on Ukulele at first, at least, before they bought new people with all the money they got, they were the core Banjo group. I have full confidence in them.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. So, Mike, what's your final pick? If you had to just pick one more, what would it be?
I'm thinking. I have to say, and this goes back to my whole big debate from the first podcast episode I was in. I'm sure we all know what I'm getting to. I want Mario 64. I want an HD remake of that. I don't want no more Galaxy. I don't want no more 3D World. I want Mario 64. Or at least give me Sunshine. Give me Sunshine. That'll be something I would enjoy.
Yeah. I wouldn't object to that.
No,
nor would I.
No, and actually, a quick shout out to the Nintendo group again on Facebook. Anybody listening who wants to join, it's facebook.com/groups/thatWiiU group. I asked this question earlier because I knew we were doing a podcast today, and a couple of responses were, you know, Twilight Princess HD, because they're not convinced it's still a thing, so people are still debating on that. But again, Mario 64, Super Mario World is a HD remake claim from Mykola Kaiba.
Mykola Kaba, actually, is how you say his name.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
It's okay. I had to be told that, too.
It's a tough one.
I'm glad someone corrected me. Cool. And then Brandon Michael Choi. Did I say that one correctly? Don't.
I'm pretty sure.
Don't shoot me on that one. Yeah, no, he...
It's Chaussee.
It's Brandon.
Brandon.
It's Brendan. No, he wants Mario Sunshine, and James Ziliak, he wants the whole Metroid Prime trilogy remade in HD. Like, he said that, you know, we do have the Wii Virtual Console now, but he wants a full HD remake. You know, he wants Metroid Prime 1 in HD, and you know what, I would really enjoy that too, because I think that game was like, it peaked the GameCube when it came out. It hit the limits of that game on that system. It took the GameCube farther than I thought we could do for at least that time, and it was almost, I think it was a launch title too, so like it set the bar pretty high for the GameCube. And I think like all the graphics, like the way the game even played, like I can imagine how crisp that would look in HD with all the different visors and everything. Oh,
ooh,
I could.
What about Luigi's Mansion?
Oh.
A Luigi's Mansion Collection in HD, both of the games.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
And then include the one that's in
Pikmin Trilogy HD.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a collection of Luigi's Mansion, you have to include the one that's now in arcades now, too, in Japan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's coming to America, too, soon, in Dave and Buster's. If you have a...
Yeah.
If you're one of the few places in the world or in America that has a Dave and Buster's around you, hit that up and have a drink.
I got one near me.
Have a drink or two and play some Pokken Tournament and some Luigi's Mansion. And then tell me all about it, because I want to know.
Yeah. Tell us everything.
Nah.
With that, I think we can end the show by telling you to not talk to us as Bradley.
Nah.
No, really, though. You can hit us up on our email address. It's podcast@nintendofever.com. You can leave a comment on the actual written post for this episode of the podcast on the website. You can tweet us. I'm at Holly Falmouth.
Bradley. I am at Bradley Cragen.
I am at my house. No, I am at Mike_the_poet.
Okay. And you can also chat with us at Nintendo Fever on Twitter. Please go to the iTunes store, check us out there. I'm pretty sure we're the only thing under Nintendo Fever. So go check us out there. Subscribe. The iTunes store is a really good way to be sure to, you know, get every single one of our episodes. We publish every single Monday morning at, let's see, 3:01 a.m. Eastern time, so that our friends in Europe can have the podcast at a decent hour, and so can everyone else. So yeah, look forward to an episode every Monday. Try to subscribe to us on iTunes if you have that capability, and please, if you would, rate us and possibly even review us on iTunes. We'd really appreciate that. We've already got a few people who have done that, and thank you to those folks, and hope to hear from everyone else on there soon. So thanks for the positive and kind words, and thanks also for listening to episode 34 of the podcast. This has been Holly Falmouth, Bradley Cragen, and Mike McSurdy.
Woo!
Yep. We'll be talking to you in the next episode in about a week, so maybe not Mike. We'll see.
Maybe. I'll be here.
Yeah, Bradley will definitely be here, so you know what? We'll see when we see you.
I'll be here in spirit. Keep it real, everybody.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Yep. See you later.
Bye!